Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today are Crystal Stiles and Wendy Berardi with United Way of Martin County. Their Day of Caring will take place on Saturday, September 6th. This community-wide event will bring people together for a half day of volunteerism at 21 different service projects and will kick off United Way's annual campaign. Wendy, most people have certainly heard of United Way, but they may not be sure exactly what it is you do. Give me a very brief overview of what United Way is and what you do.
United Way funds programs for various nonprofits throughout Martin County. We are funding over 40 programs for different nonprofits in Martin County. And we raise the funds through residential campaigns in our communities and through workplace campaigns.
And these agencies that you deal with, do they change periodically, yearly? How does that work?
All of our agencies have to be affiliated. They have to go through an affiliation process with United Way so we can vet them and make sure that they're doing what they say they're doing, that they're legit, and that they're helping people with non-duplication of services.
And so each year, United Way will meet and decide, all right, we've got X amount of money. Here's how we're going to distribute it.
Yes, that's called the allocations process. And that's one of the really neat things about United Way is the staff, the board doesn't decide. It's members of the community, volunteers that are prepared to go out into the community, visit the agencies, read their grants, ask the hard questions. And then after we've raised the funds, we tell them how much we have, and then they decide who gets what.
I'm speaking today with Crystal Stiles and Wendy Berardi with United Way of Martin County. Crystal, you're the campaign chair for Day of Caring. Tell me how it's going to work. You have 21 different projects that people can choose?
There are. They're on the website. There's various levels of strenuous activity. You can be landscaping or painting or sorting toiletries for folks in need. So there's a variety of activities for kids and people of all ages, from little bitties to senior citizens. It's just really amazing to see everybody come together and really make a difference in our community on one day.
And this is a half day we're talking about?
It's a half a day. We're going to serve breakfast at the Martin County Fairgrounds starting at 8 o'clock. We're really thankful to our community sponsors for making that breakfast possible. And then we'll make the official assignments and everyone will leave. The beauty of this day is you do a little hard work and then you're rewarded with a fun afternoon at Sailfish Splash Water Park, thanks to Martin County Parks and Recreation. So you work in the morning and then you play all afternoon.
How have the needs or the organizations you've worked with over the years changed?
United Way really has some expertise in evaluating the needs in our community, and so we're constantly doing that, both at the staff and the board level. And so every 3 to 5 years, we look at our strategic direction and evaluate whether it makes sense to continue in that direction. And we've actually just gone through the process of strategic planning. And when we first got together, we thought it would be a quick look at the old plan, look at some metrics, and maybe keep moving in the same direction, because we have amazing partners in our nonprofits in this community that really are working to fix those problems every day. But what we realized is that the problems have changed, the needs have changed. There are a lot more working poor in our community. Given the most recent economic downturn, there are a lot of people working 2 and 3 and 4 jobs and still not making ends meet. And so we looked at those needs and revisited our strategic plan to make sure that we're funding the programs that are really moving the needle. And so we have 6 priority areas. And so all of the grants that we do fit within those 6 priority areas. And those are ending hunger, strengthening families, health, education, jobs, and safety. And so even as we looked at putting the metrics together for those 6 deliverables, we couldn't find a time when it would be okay to say one person could go to bed in Martin County hungry. So our goal is that by 2018, no one in Martin County goes to bed hungry. So we're looking for programs that are going to meet that need and move the needle in that direction.
I've been speaking today with Crystal Stiles and Wendy Berardi with United Way of Martin County. You'll find contact information for United Way and their Day of Caring, as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Crystal and Wendy, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure, Drew. Thanks.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, get in touch with me via our website, WQCS.org. Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.